Brendan Governor. He is the chairperson of Section 79 Oversight Committee, Roads and Transport. A little bit of background about Councillor Brendan Governor is that he is part of the coalition government in the city of Tshwane, serving with Action SA. Before he became a full-time politician, he served as a head in the political office for community and health departments in the city of Tshwane. He was a banker for 9 years, and he also worked at Campus Crusade for Christ for 5 years. He is a patriot of South Africa. His passion is to fix South Africa and to positively impact the lives of all South Africans. He loves to travel both locally and internationally, and he is a great cook and also a nature and animal lover. Good morning, Councillor. Great to have you in studio at Impact 103 FM this morning. Great to know that you are a great cook, nature and animal lover. Looks like you have many skills.
Well, good morning and thank you for that. Yes.
Councillor, there is a major role that you play, and that is the role in roads and transport. What is the role and functions of Section 79 Committee, Roads and Transport in the city of Tshwane?
Right, so my role is oversight. So in inverted commas, you could say I'm the watchdog or the police of the department. I serve a very reactive role, so I'm not directly involved with the administration of the department. I give oversight, I monitor, I scrutinize what the department is doing. I hold the department accountable on their performance. So it's basically a watchdog.
That's a great way to put it in such simple terms. So you can get all these different names, these different words, and sometimes you don't even understand what it means, but you have really narrowed it down so nicely for us. Potholes is a major problem for road users in the city of Tshwane, and they are extremely dangerous, not only for drivers, but also for motorcyclists, for cyclists, for pedestrians, for road workers also. And this can also cause severe damage to tires and other parts of the car. What are the initiatives that are being implemented by the city to improve road maintenance and fixing of potholes?
Okay, so I need to clear perception here, because the residents of Tshwane, there's a perception that pothole and road maintenance sits under the Department of Roads and Transport, which it doesn't. It actually sits under the Regional Operations Center, the Regional Operations Department of the city. So it's two separate departments. So the functions of the Department of Roads and Transport is the design and construction of the road. Once the road is constructed, that road is handed over to the department, which is the Regional Operations Center. And they are responsible for road maintenance, repairing of potholes. So it's not the function of Roads and Transport, but rock. As a city, we're very lucky. We have our own asphalt mine where we produce our own hot asphalt. That's for the repairs of roads. So we're not dependent on a third party for this. So we have our own mine. We actually produce about 300 tons per day. That's the capacity of our mines. So we have refurbished our mine, and going forward, you'll see that there's going to be a lot of pothole repairs. But the current rains have also messed things up. Driving on the roads, it looks like the city has a new city flower called the pothole. But, you know, the city has plans in place with the Department of the Regional Operations Center, in conjunction with our own mine that produces hot asphalt. So that's the initiative we have. We've taken the function away from service providers, where we have an in-house facility that produces hot asphalt to fix the potholes. But there is discussions at the moment to bring pothole repairs, to bring road maintenance to the Department of Roads and Transport. So from design to repairs will sit under Roads and Transport. So that discussion is in place, and we hope that that would be finalized soon.
That seems to make sense to do it that way, because I'm sure by doing that, it's in the hope that the pothole repairs will also be done faster, because sometimes we can find that after especially heavy rains, that potholes are formed and it just takes such a long time before those potholes are actually repaired. So I'm hoping that should that even come into effect where the potholes do fall under Road and Transport, that there will be a faster turnaround time. Public transport and major cities provide fast, safe and affordable methods for the population to connect to work, to family and to social activities. What are the initiatives implemented by the city to encourage the use of public transportation by its citizens? This is exciting.
Very exciting. But if you look at the design of the city, most of our residents are dependent on public transport, live on the outskirts of the city, not closer to the CBDs of the city. And then we need to address that. So what we've done already is, in 2021, we launched what we call the Line 2B Arieng, which is the mainland route. So from CBD to mainland on the Arieng bus services. So one, we've launched that. Now we're launching the 2C line right up to Mamelodi. Then we're going to go with the line 3 all the way to Atteridgeville. And then we will go to Shoshanguve. Then we will go right up to Broncos Bay. That's the aim, is to link through our bus, rapid bus service network, right from Hammond's Kraal, Shoshanguve, Mamelodi. We're going to reach out to the outskirts of the city of Swanee. At the same time, we've also focusing on partnerships with the taxi associations. This is an informal sector which we need to formalize in the city. And it's a very important sector, because currently they are focusing on bringing the poor of the poor that lives on the outskirts of the city of Swanee into the business areas. So we must never neglect the sector. So the city of Swanee, through the Department of Roads and Transport and the MMC of Roads and Transport, is busy negotiating with the taxi industry while the city is busy developing and constructing the different bus lines. So there is a partnership between the taxi association and the city and our own initiative to construct the rapid bus lines to the different areas of the city.
Very interesting, this topic that you are talking about. There are many large and medium cities in the country, specifically CBD, that are facing traffic congestion challenges. What are the measures that are put in place to alleviate traffic congestion within Tshwane CBD?
Our major problem is the congestion in the CBD. We have to decongest the CBD. And let's be honest, one of the major problems is the taxis. So we are busy negotiating with the industry at the moment. So we have a partnership between the taxi industry, TMPD, and other stakeholders to decongest the city or the CBD. So that's in progress at the moment. It's not going to be a quick overnight solution to this, because there's a lot of role players. And especially, we are totally dependent on TMPD for the enforcement of our bylaws. So it has to be a joint operations between private sector and different stakeholders in the city to address the congestion in the CBD.
Very interesting how intricate this whole measure is. You might have one idea or one initiative that you want to do, but so many people and stakeholders are affected in this. Not in a bad way, but just they need to be considered in this decision. Road traffic safety is such a great challenge for many schools in the city of Tshwane. What are the interventions that are implemented to address unlawful driver behavior and to enhance the safety of learners at schools.
We have to erect speed calming measures around all schools. One of it is speed humps. But currently the city is challenged with budgets. So we have hundreds of schools in within the city of Suwanee, but we don't have the budget. But what we've done, one of the examples during the October Transport Month, we had private sector that partnered with us. And I'll be honest, one of the there's two organizations that partnered us with, was one of the organizations was Child Safe South Africa and Ford in the area of Mamelodi, where we erected speed humps around the schools. So I would like to challenge the private sector today. The city doesn't have unlimited resources. I'd like to challenge the private sector today to partner with the city, especially for the most vulnerable residents of the city, which is our children. Help us help them to protect them. And let us partner, let us lock arms together and help us put in these calming measures around all schools, private and public schools, to ensure that our most vulnerable, which is the children, are safe.
Well, I'm speaking to Councillor Brendan Governor, Chairperson of Section 79 Oversight Committee, Roads and Transport. We're going to be continuing on this discussion after the headlines. We continue our discussion with the City of Tshwane. It's Tshwane Unplugged series. I'm joined by Councillor Brendan Governor, who is the Chairperson of Section 79 Oversight Committee, Roads and Transport. And my last question for you, Councillor, is one of the main challenges to undoing blockages in licenses and renewals and applications is corruption, unfortunately, and at driving licenses and testing centres around the country. What is the city doing to address fraud and corruption at licensing facilities?
Well, let's go one step back. These facilities is not the City of Suwanee's facilities. We're just an agency for the Gauteng Department of Roads and Transport and the National Department of Transport. Yes, corruption is a major issue in these centres. But what are our residents doing about it? Because they would post on social media about all the corruption that's happening in the different centres, but not reporting it to the relevant departments. Until our residents change the perception of where they complain, nothing's going to happen. I would encourage our residents, stop complaining on the wrong platform and start lodging official complaints to the relevant departments. And one of the departments that they should log these complaints to is the department, the TMPD, our Metro Police. Then Metro Police can act on this. So it's a partnership between our residents and the city. And I would like to encourage the residents. Yes, it's a major problem throughout South Africa in all these centres. But let us log official complaints to the relevant departments and not on social media. Because we are not monitoring social media 24/7. So complain as much as you want on social media, nothing's going to happen. So let us move it to the official and relevant departments, which is TMPD, and then TMPD will act.
I think that also comes down to education from the citizen side, knowing and being educated as to where one goes to complain, because social media is the easiest place to go because you feel like you're going to be heard first over there, and not knowing where to really go and lodge a complaint on something like that. Also, every week, Raj knows I like to bring him into these conversations. Dr. Raj Pillay is the subject matter expert in audit, risk and governance. since. He has worked in both the private sector and the public sector. He has had the privilege of serving 5 mayors and is now the group head in the office of the speaker. He has completed his PhD in smart cities. Good morning, Raj. Thank you so much for being back in the studio at Impact 103 FM. My question for you, funding, you know, that big question, funding. Where does funding come from for road and transport infrastructure projects?
Good morning, Birgitta, and good morning once again to your listeners, and then good morning, Chairperson, Govinder, thank you. It's quite an interesting topic we're discussing today, roads and transport. I think we interact with roads and transport every day of our lives, Birgitta. You've driven here to the studio this morning. I have, and so it's Chairperson, and our listeners are listening to you right now, either in a car or at home. I think the funding issue is a concern, and it's a big concern. And I'm sharing you with you today, like I normally do. Some of these are my views and my comments, and they are from research, and not typically what's happening at the city of Tshwane. So the budgets, the way it works, and I did touch on it previously in one of our other discussions. You have your basic funding, which is your rates and taxes. Then you have provincial grants that the provincial government will set. And then you have your national grants that come into the funding of some of these infrastructure projects, we call them, in local government. However, having said that, and I thought we should have touched that with the chairperson, but we didn't, is sometimes, Birgitta, you'll be driving in the city of Tshwane, but you'll be driving on a provincial road and not the city's road. So you may go through a pothole in the city of Tshwane and say, oh, shucks, it's the city that's not repairing the roads, but the responsibility for that repair and maintenance, it's sitting at a provincial level. And I think the listeners, I've learned that. Because I am in government, and you need to know. So, you know, who's responsible for that? And the funding of that is not necessarily sitting with the city of Tshwane. So the city of Tshwane has no responsibility to come and fund those projects. Now, having said that, my view, and if you look at the next 5 to 10 years, the rates and taxes coming from our residents, the national as well as provincial grants, are not adequate to fund our infrastructure projects. Now, the big question a resident sitting out there or listener sitting out there would say, but Raj, where then do we get the money? Now, we got to start looking at private-public partnerships. We got to start looking at other revenue streams into the city that will be used to fund that. And Councillor Chairperson Govinder spoke about the Asheville mine. And I can assure you, and if you look at other cities in the country, Tshwane is blessed to have its own mine. And off air, I asked him, Birgitta, is this an Asheville plant or an Asheville mine? There's a difference. And he indicated that's an Asheville mine. And I can assure you, that's immediately one revenue stream. If we're producing 300 tons per day, we could offset that in terms of supplying, getting to the mainstream supply stream to private sector companies that would like to do resurfacing. We can supply provincial governments as well as national government on hot asphalt. That's the first stream. The second stream is within the city, you have the Wonderboom Airport, which is an asset to the city. It's owned by the city. And there again, off air, having chatted to the chairperson, you have, you know, your in terms of rate and landing, chairperson, I think you amongst the highest. Now, all we got to do is maintain it, enhance that, and you got another revenue stream. So I think it's about, in business management, we can use terminology like reprioritizing and re-looking at what's important and re-looking at our budgets and moving the budgets accordingly. So we need to look at this and department holistically and see how we can fund, and also, Brigitte, what it's called in local government, we cross-fund. So you draw revenue from Wonderboom, you draw revenues from the Ashfield mine, and you fund projects like infrastructure, new roads, development, enhancements, new bridges. And I did say the last time, flash flooding. You never heard of that as much in the past. You're seeing it often. You're seeing more potholes, the reason we're having climate change. And I've indicated the way we're going to repair them and the products used to resurface. We've got to rethink, and we've got to benchmark other countries in the world to see how are they doing it, what are the successes, and bring that in. So my view is that as residents, we got to find innovative ways. We've got to ask big business to come on board. Adopt a road, Chairperson. Brigitte, adopt a road. You know, big business, would you be able to assist the city of Tshwane and help us? And I think we got to get into the partnership mentality. However, having said that, as a resident, you think, well, I pay my rates and taxes, and I expect, you have an expectation. And I think that there's a gap there. There's an expectation gap. And we as the city, by the city manager and the mayor and the speaker and the chairperson, we need to create more education out there. That you as the residents are aware that sometimes, and not necessarily, you're driving on a city's road. And that's amazing. But that's how the three spheres of government has been set up in terms of the constitution, and the obligations they sit within those respective departments. Brigitte, I hope I summarized and answered those questions to the best of my ability.
Dr. Raj Pillay, you definitely have answered very, very well. Really appreciate your time this morning on Tshwane Unplugged series. Once again, it has been a pleasure to have you in studio and also to be joined by Councillor Brendan Govender, who is the chairperson of Section 79 Oversight Committee, Roads and Transport. Really appreciate your time this morning.